And the image that's dropping in is that rebirth, that seed that's burrowed into the cold earth of winter, sprouting forth with green life, moving up through the dirt. And if you think about the precursor to spring is that sprout in the earth. It's down in the soil. So what we see when it sprouts forth is the result of a whole process that has started way before we see it. And there's a permission to allow the conscious mind to rest in the wisdom of nature, that manifestation happens before we see it, before the conscious mind can acknowledge it. So we're going to anchor that knowing and that wisdom into the heart, that it's that place of knowing without knowing. It's I know it, I trust it, I have faith. There's almost like a telepathic entrainment with what's true. And we're acknowledging that life cycle that happens down into the soil. And as that sprout of that seed happens, there's this enormous strength and force of this tiny, delicate seedling to push its way through the soil up to the surface, rising toward the sun, that radiant life source. We're working with that energy of the Aries archetype, of the blueprint for health that we're all born with, that is every single one of you has a birthright to your seed of potential, and that that moves through the blueprint for health to manifest you. We're plugging you into that optimal blueprint for health and bringing in prana chi through the lungs. The lungs in the Chinese medicine system are the beginning of the life cycle. It's the inhale of the morning. When you wake up, it's that first inhale that sort of pops your eyes open and pops you out of bed. Yeah, it's the rebirth of spring. It's new beginnings. So energizing lung one, which is the beginning of the chi cycle. And without repletion in the channels, without chi flowing through the channels, there's not enough energy to do what needs to be done. So there's a permission here to allow the chi to flow through the channels, opening lung one, which is right underneath the collarbones. It's around, kind of around like pectoralis minor, if you're a anatomy dork like me. And that muscle plays a role in the subtle movement of the scapula with the ribs, and expanding the movement of the scapula with the breath. There is in the energy body, this shimmering of the subtle energy, opening the wings of respiration of chi, opening the back of the chest, the back of the heart, to expand the energy body, allowing that chi to then flow like a sea from lung one through all the channels of the body. So there's a permission to allow the grace of that innate wisdom that the body has. It just knows the direction it needs to go, just the way that that seedling knows to grow upward toward the light, just simplifying the whole process of growth and transformation by plugging you into your birthright as a human being. More than your physical body, more than your organs, more than your big brain up there that thinks that it runs the show, is every cell in your body has consciousness. And I see every cell sprouting open, like when a big hurrah of I am alive, I have consciousness, and speaking up for itself in the ecosystem of your wholeness, aligning with its truth, and that the sum of all of those individual truths is power in your wholeness. And the expansion in that archetypal image, the seed sprouts upward, but in the expansion of your energy body, it expands forward, backward, to the sides, above and below. It's a spherical expansion. So there's a permission to allow upward expansion of the energy of spring and the wood element to be the way that the universe expands. The universe is constantly expanding in all directions. The space between molecules is expanding the same in all directions. So we're syncing up your rhythms of expansion to the expansion of the universe at that essential quantum field level. The heartbeat of the universe is your heartbeat, syncing that up. And the blueprint for health of the universe ultimately is your blueprint for health is a microcosm of that macrocosmic blueprint for the cosmos. So we're syncing that up, and there is in quantum physics, there's a name for it. It's called the amplituhedron. It's the quantum jewel at the heart of the universe that everything moves through and manifests from. And there's a permission to allow that resonance within your blueprint, in your heart, to resonate with the heartbeat of the universe, that you are a part of it and it is a part of you. And I see now, it's so beautiful. Now I see that spherical expansion happening in the heart itself expanding into its power. It's like it's having an awakening of who it is and what it's capable of. And it's asking me to bring into awareness one of the intentions that was put on the table. I mean, it's holding space for all the intentions, but there's something here that somebody said that really wants to capture what is coming. It must be it. I choked. I want the courage to be myself in all situations. That's it. It's like, who is the self? Who am I? And so it's synchronizing the universal self. You know, the spiritual teachings say that the divine spark in all of us is the divine playing itself out in different scenarios just to know itself better. So the experience of separation is temporary, but it allows the evolution of the consciousness of the whole. And inside of that, there is the part of the individual I that is also the collective I. And we're going to anchor that. So that's resonating through the heart. The heart is expanding. I feel the heart field just taking up so much space, expanding. It's into that truth. And we're going to anchor that to the base chakra. When the heart is expanded and the heartbeat is in sync with the heartbeat of the universe, there is safety in self. Every step that one takes is in the wisdom and the knowledge and the power of the cosmos.